Welcome to the Bill and Rookie Podcast for this 16th day of March, 2021. Now, we learned yesterday that Corey Linsley is moving on, kind of what we thought would happen. But I don't know if you anticipated the kind of money you got, but that's not what I want to talk about. I do want to talk about your show, your radio show.
My Green Bay Packers radio show on Wednesday night.
Okay. That's right. Because Corey was part of that for, was it just one season?
Just one season back in 2015.
Now, if we go back to the beginning, how long did you start that?
2011, I think.
So, really? It's been that long? Holy
2011 or 2012. Yeah, it was 10 years.
Josh Sitton was like the first.
The very first one, Josh Sitton was. Yep.
So I was curious, and I know every year there are changes. Not every year, but most years there are changes.
Yes.
And I know there are decisions that have to be made by the player or whoever you contact or whoever you try to get to do the show.
Right.
And for various reasons, they either do or don't. So I was going to ask you, what do you think are the biggest reasons that a player will or will not do the show?
Boy, that's a good question. I think the main reason why they don't do the show is that they just want to have free time, I think. I think that's the thing. They don't want that hanging over their head. You know, which is why the show is on Wednesday night. I remember back when I approached Josh Sitton about it, and he agreed to do it. And that was, I said, well, would you prefer to do it on a Tuesday night, your day off, or like a Wednesday? It's not on Monday because there are so many shows throughout Northeast Wisconsin, whether they be radio or TV shows that are on Monday nights, and I didn't want it to get lost in the shuffle. So it was like, do you want to do it on Tuesday night or Wednesday night? And Josh chose Wednesday, and ultimately it was because, you know, Tuesday's your day off, so you really don't want anything hanging over your head on your day off. You know, a lot of these guys might go down to a Bucks game or something like that on a Tuesday night. And then again, I don't want to be stuck that somebody just decides not to do it, and I'm hosed. And I don't have a guest there or a co-host. So we selected Wednesday night, which it works out great because they're back into their routine. They're not going anywhere. You know, it's football from Wednesday through Sunday, as you know. And it worked out great. And it's always remained on Wednesday night because at the time when this show started back in 2011, it was the only show on Wednesday nights. And I believe it still is to this day.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I kind of figured, that it was probably a time thing, you know. So, and I know that Josh wanted to do it again, but his wife had some say about it.
Yes.
And I imagine that comes into play, too, when they're trying to decide if they're going to do it for a second time or a second season.
Yeah, Josh was going to come back for the second year, and he did all 16 shows. When we first started this, he was the host every week, and he did a great job. He did a great job. And I remember when he got a concussion and he couldn't be in a loud area, lights and all that, he went out of his way to get, I think it was T.J. Lang and Marshall Newhouse at the time, to fill in for him because he couldn't make it. He did a great job. He wanted to come back a second time, and I believe it was his wife or girlfriend at the time. You know, she really liked it the first time she came out to a couple of shows, and she wanted to keep the big banner that we had out at Thornberry Creek as kind of a memento and all that. Cool. But she had a say, and I think she's the one that kind of put the kibosh on it for year two. It's kind of interesting because a few people have been one and done, and a few people have done it for multiple years. Like Dayton Jones did it for multiple years, and then he got released by the Packers. Blame me, I guess. And so then we had to find different hosts. Kenny Clark's done it, I'm trying to think now, 3 years? How many years has he been in the league? Five?
Yeah,
he's done it 3 or 4 years. I can't even remember now how long it's been. And he'll get first right of refusal to come back. I get the feeling that maybe he'll move on now. You know, he's going to be a father. He just got paid. And not necessarily that these guys do it for the money. At the same time, though, they still want to get paid, if you know what I mean. But, you know, maybe having a new baby will eat into his time. I'm not sure. But he'll get first right of refusal and all that. Because I'd love to have him back. He's done a great job. People love him and all that stuff. And so, yeah, some have done multiple years, and some have only done single years because they didn't want to commit the time, and others because they were no longer a member of the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, it's interesting the decision making process and why they decide to do or not do it. I think more. I mean, I think it'd be easy to decide to do it. It's fun. Get your name out there a little bit.
Yeah.
Build your brand.
Exactly.
It's so important these days to some of these guys.
Well, now more so in recent years than maybe when the whole show started. I'm not sure there was a lot of brand building going on back then, but that seems to be the new thing. You're right. Yeah. I mean, it's pretty good walking around money that you don't have to deal with your agent from. You know, if you want a little allowance or buy your wife or girlfriend something nice, it's good walking around money. You know, it's been a learning process over the 10 years, too, because when I started and we had Josh Sitton do it, he was the only co-host. He did it for all 16 weeks and the playoffs. And you learn that that's pretty long. That's a pretty big commitment. So after that year, we started divvying it up where it would be, you would only do 8 shows. You'd alternate every other week.
Mm-hmm.
And that seems to be more conducive to everybody as well, because they have to bring a guest too. And and so it's easier to find 8 of your buddies to come around. And plus, and then you don't have that over your head, every, you know, because it gets to be a long season. So if you only have to do every other week, and so it went from the first season, Josh doing every show, to the second year, and I don't remember who did it after that, alternating every other week. And then I, as that went along, I tried to make sure to get one offensive player and one defensive player so you get those different perspectives and all that stuff.
Right, right. And what do you remember about Corey doing his...
A lot of fun. That one was at Thornberry Creek. A lot of fun. He was young in his career. He was good at it. He was a very funny person. In fact, I was taking a look at some of the pictures. I'll have to post them on Twitter and or the Facebook page. I was just going through. He was co-host with Daytone that year, and I'm just going through some of the pictures, and there's a picture of just me and Corey, and I usually go back and label them. And I'm trying to look at some of the guys. Aaron Ripkowski, I have a picture. Corey and Don Barclay. Corey and Ty Montgomery. Corey and Jake Ryan, I have a picture of. So Corey and Justin Perillo. So it's been a lot of fun.
Last in the past.
Absolutely.
It's funny that you mention his humor, because you don't, if you're just on the outside looking in and you hear him on occasional sound bites here and there, you don't get that at all. As someone who is fortunate enough to get into the locker room and stuff and have some, you know, just general chatting it up with some of these guys, it's definitely apparent that he likes to mess around and have fun. And he, his wife, in her goodbye or farewell letter that she did on Twitter, talked about his sense of humor and how she is sure that he has, you know, a ton of stories from the locker room, and that his teammates probably have a lot of stories about some of the shenanigans from the locker room. She says, most of it I'll never know about, but I know that's who he is. So it was kind of cool.
Well, and that's the great thing, and that's the great thing about the Wednesday night show that we do out at the Green Bay Distillery now, pre-pandemic, and hopefully this fall too, we'll see. And I get a lot of compliments from the guests that come on. It's not a hard-hitting football show with these guys. You know, if you're looking for a lot of X's and O's and breaking it down, that's not the show. I think they enjoy coming on because we goof around. We do a little game show segment. It lets their personality out. You get a peek behind the curtain as to who they are. And the same thing with the guests that they bring on. And I get a lot of compliments from especially the guests, because they're surprised at how laid back and how fun it is and not really football related. I think the guys really enjoy an opportunity to kind of get away from football and show their other side.
Well, for sure. You know, you don't want people talking about your job all the time. So,
right.
Yeah, I imagine it is fun for them. Well, look forward to hopefully another season with Kenny, or if not, maybe one of their as-yet undrafted rookies will be part of the show. We'll wait and see. We're still a long way off, but thought it would be interesting to find out some of the thought process of some of the players as they decide either to do it or not to do it or to keep doing it, as Kenny has done. I think he's probably got the record now for the longest
time. I think he does.
So look forward to it. He's a good dude, but you're right. He's got a lot more on his plate now than he had at the beginning. But we'll see. We'll see. And hopefully you'll be back in the public again doing it this year come the fall.
Oh, fingers crossed, man. So much better.
Fingers crossed, indeed. All right, Rook, have a great afternoon.
You too.
I'll talk to you tomorrow, and you can join us as well. Please do, 6 a.m. for the Bill and Rookie Experience right here on Sports Radio 107.5 and 1400 The Fan.